You look familiar. Do I know
it's
you?
It's good to be back.
It's been a while.
My hands are shaking.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you've had a couple since we've seen each
other. Yeah. I'm sure you have, too.
Oh, yeah. You've been a busy beer brewing, delivering gentleman.
Yeah, right? Well, it's that time of year. You got to make hay while the sun shines, as they say.
Do you have any vendors out at EAA that bring your beer out, or is it just the restaurants and
more
bars?
More the restaurants just around the area, like TJ Harbor, our friends over there. They have the Golden Keg right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But they called us on Monday. It had just been slammed, so we had to deliver two more half barrels for them right away. And
I wouldn't dare try and make it in the harbor during EAA week.
You know, we snuck over to Wentz.
Yeah.
On Friday night and just had a great time at the Fish Fry. Cheers, by the way. They were packed, but you know how like sometimes the stars align. Because they have the tent outside, you know, and you can sit outside and you put your name in to either sit outside or inside. And it was like an hour and a half wait, you know, which I'm fine with.
They have cold beverages.
Yes. But I went outside to put our name in, and then I come back, and I see my wife and daughter sitting at the bar. And I was like, the greatest thing ever. Yeah, I was so excited.
Disney Wentz.
It's like Disney Wentz, exactly. Because once you sit at the bar, then you can order there, and you eat there. And, I mean, it was like, we just had a blast.
That's right.
And then on Monday, we actually went over to the EAA for the first time. I had been, like, when I was just a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really remember, but my wife had never been and my daughters had never been. So we've always talked about going.
Sure.
And we got some tickets and we went to the sea base, which was probably my favorite part.
Well, you were right. Did you take the bus?
Yeah.
Well, you were right across the street from me.
Yeah.
It's been a busy, I feel like I'm Grand Central Station.
Do you
there.
Get the free tickets because you deal with the traffic?
We do. Yeah, we do. Every year we get, I think it's, it's a good handful of them. The neighbor and I, and I think one other neighbor gets them too, but it gets busy there.
But yeah, we got to see some take off, some land. It was awesome. The air show was great. And then they had a country artist, Tyler Hubbard, played Monday night. So we checked that out and just had a great time.
Holly worked there on Tuesday night for Red's Catering. It was like the Seabase Association party.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun. Like I said, I'll drop you off at work. walked across the street.
Nice.
But it was so windy
on
Tuesday. It was crazy. And it was like a north wind. And they were probably a good 60 feet from the shoreline, and they were getting sprayed from the waves.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's pretty crazy.
That's wild.
But yeah, we found a new, it's not new, it's new to us, liquor store in Oshkosh, and I saw your sign hanging up.
Okay.
Called Liquorland.
Yeah.
I've never been in there over by campus.
Yeah.
It's a unique place.
That's a unique place. Yeah.
It's kind of a neat area. So.
Takes all kinds.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been in there for a while, I take it, huh?
You know, I think they changed ownership. We used to be there. We're not anymore.
Oh, okay.
But they must still
they
have the
still
sign.
Have your stuff up on the. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything about that. Sorry I brought it up.
Right.
So what's going on in the world of Knuth here with. Live entertainment.
Yeah, we've got live music tomorrow night. Safe Sax, 5 to 8, which is always great.
They're going to be playing at the Berlin Farmers Market, too, next Tuesday.
I saw that, yeah. Yeah. That Berlin Farmers Market.
It's a big event.
It's a big event, yeah. We saw Copperbox play Wednesday night down at the Wednesday night Green Lake concerts.
Sure,
that was fun to see. But yeah, Safe Sax tomorrow, 5 to 8. And then next Saturday, I can't believe it's August next weekend. August 1st. Scoop the Loop in downtown Ripon, and we're gonna have the after party, which is a full band playing. We'll have the garage door open, we'll have the cruisers going by, so looking forward to that.
Maybe Ollie will back the truck in and do a burnout in the brewery. Brewery burnout. Very cool.
Yeah, and then we're also next Saturday during the day, we're over at Manitowoc for the Brees Brew Fest.
Yeah, that's Brees a Malton. Big thing.
That's a good one, yeah. I think it might, I heard it might be their last year.
Really?
Doing it, yeah. That's the rumor.
I've been wanting to take Holly there on like a Saturday or Sunday and, you know, visit the wharf and, yeah, and things like
it's
that.
So it's cool down there. It's
really
beautiful.
Cool area. Watch the badger come in and out.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Lake Michigan is cool. We went over to, you ever been to Harrington Beach State Park?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, we went over there on Sunday just for the day and had a great time.
Mm-hmm. Fly a kite at all?
I did not fly a kite. No? I should have brought a kite. Yeah.
That's where do they have the kite fest? Is that Two Rivers? I think they do that in the summer.
Oh, do they? They do okay. I know they have one fest. In Milwaukee. Yep. Yeah. When I was going to school down there, they had that. But yeah.
A couple times a year, the Badger does like a shoreline cruise.
Oh.
Where you can board for, I think it's like 3 hours. There's yeah. either a DJ or music and then hors d'oeuvres and drinks. And then they go out around the shoreline of Manitowoc for a while. And 1 year you could see all the kites flying from Two Rivers, which
very
is
cool.
really neat.
Yeah, that's so. Neat. Some of those kites are pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything outdoor activity wise for you lately, or have you been just brewing and shipping? And
yeah, just kind of, you know,
we couldn't even join on the phone there
I
for
know.
A couple
last,
weeks.
It was, we were so busy last couple weeks.
I bet.
A lot of it's getting ready for EAA. You know, everybody's ordering extra. And
be meeting a lot of people from out of town.
Yeah. Yeah, we get a good crowd.
Because I know people stay, you know, almost 2 hours away.
Yeah.
At
well, and the college the college rents out their dorm, so yep. that's great for ripping because it brings in a nice boost.
What's the most interesting or furthest away person you've met?
That's a good question. I mean, we've had some people out of the country that are always interesting, you right. know, some Europeans.
And, I thought maybe like North Fond du Lac.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
yeah. Somewhere around
interesting
there.
Locals.
yeah, exactly. Greenville.
yeah. yeah.
Well, good. Anything else?
Go Brew Crew, huh?
Yeah.
Playing good.
I haven't been to a game yet this
I
year. I
want
to get down, but yeah. I might wait until it cools off a little bit.
Yeah. This week has been great.
It has been. It's, I love this. It looks like a little warm-up next
little
week,
warm
but
up,
not
yeah.
like it was.
Yeah.
So.
Good stuff.
Very nice. Contact info, Dave.
748-5188. Cheers.
Cheers.
Good to be back.